are back. Final night of the play-in. It is Friday, April 14th. Only two games on the schedule, but got two good ones for tonight. It's Ethan speaking, of course, joined by Chris. Final night of the play-in. How are we feeling? We are on the brink of the playoffs.
Yeah, man, this is glorious just to know you got two games tonight, and then you can wake up tomorrow morning and what?
Four-game
slate tomorrow, I think.
Four games kicking off at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, this is awesome. And plus, these playing games, man, some of them have been really good. That Lakers game that one night, that was a great game. I stayed up and watched that whole thing. But no, these games have actually been really good. So I'm hoping these can go the same way tonight.
Yeah. What are the odds? The one game out of the four games so far that I didn't catch was that Lakers-Timberwolves game.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I even told you I was just sitting up here at one point just pleading for overtime. And then when Conley got fouled and made all three fouls, I was like, this is glorious.
Yeah. Crazy but, ending.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy ending. But it was worth it, man. It was a good game.
Yeah. But like I said, final night of the play-in, which means these are two win or go home games. So. A lot of stuff on the line.
Heck yeah. Doesn't get better than that.
Yeah. So I think we are good to just hop into it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Of course, got to get this out of the way. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up. Subscribe if you haven't. Hit the notification bell to get notified when a new video goes up. Everything is truly appreciated. If you're listening in podcast form, follow us on the platform. Download today's episode. Leave a rating if you can. Like I said, everything is always appreciated. Let's go ahead and hop into the first game on the slate. We have got the Chicago Bulls, who led a big comeback to beat the Raptors the other night, heading to Miami to face the Heat, who lost to the Hawks. The Heat are 5.5-point favorites tonight with an over-under total of 208.5. Injuries you got. Jimmy Butler's probable. Kyle Lowry, Gabe Vincent are questionable.
Yeah, a couple of these prices on these Chicago guys aren't too bad on DraftKings. I mean, you got DeMar at $7,700. I definitely like that price tag here. I know it's a little bit slower game here going against Miami, but, I mean, this is basically playoff basketball. I mean, you lose, you go home. So,
yeah,
DeMar DeRozan in a game like this at $7,700, I do like that price tag a lot.
Yeah, that's a fantastic price. He's the most expensive Bull on FanDuel at, where'd he go, $8,900.
Yeah, I mean, he was 7,700 against Toronto, ended up putting up almost 40 fantasy points, same price here again. Like I said, I mean, he's not getting the greatest matchups when it comes to pace, but, I mean, DeRozan under 8K, I like it.
Yeah, I got a couple cheaper guys here that I definitely don't mind rolling out. Kobe White is super cheap. He's 4,100 on FanDuel, played 24 minutes in their first play-in game against Toronto. I mean, I'm expecting him to play big minutes off the bench again. It's pretty much just him and Patrick Williams getting those minutes off the bench. So, I mean, if he can see 20-plus minutes again tonight, $4,100 on FanDuel is a great price.
Yeah, what I like on DraftKings, too, is Caruso went up to 5K, and Kobe White actually came down in price. It was reversed the game before this. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. Kobe White's $4,800, and I'm kind of hoping maybe he falls under the radar a little bit after Caruso just went out there and played 30-some minutes. But, yeah, I agree. Kobe White, I think, is getting at least, you know, 20 to 25 minutes off that bench. And at $4,800, he's not a bad fantasy producer. He's about a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy. But, I mean, he can go out there and, his shot's falling. He can beat that price tag.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to read out the big three prices to you on FanDuel. Who would you be most likely to go with? Like I said, DeRozan, $8,900. LaVine, $8,700. Vucevic, $8,100.
What was DeRozan?
89.
Well, I mean, I do like Vooch also here. I mean, I know the matchup isn't good, but I do like that price tag. But gosh, man, I don't know. I think I'm just rotating them in and out of all my lineups.
Yeah, it's just funny because their prices are so different from DraftKings prices.
Yeah, because Vooch on DraftKings is $7,500. I know the matchup isn't great, but this is Vooch, who's probably going to be playing all the minutes he can handle, just played 39 minutes in the last game. So $7,500, even in a not so great matchup, man, I'll roll Vooch out there all day long. But see, on DraftKings, you got Levine's your most expensive at 8K.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which still 8K Levine, you just saw this guy take the game over. in the last one and completely go off that second half, put up 52 fantasy points. So, yeah, I don't mind any of these prices on these guys. Like I said, maybe take a little bit of savings and you can get DeRozan to 7,700 or shoot Vooch for 75. But, I mean, I don't know, man. I like LaVine's matchup here for FanDuel, but they're all kind of similar.
Yeah, that's why it's just iffy. But with only two games, probably rotate them in and out tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. You got anyone else for the Bulls?
I mean, Caruso's 5K. It's definitely, he got a nice bump of $1,100. But if Caruso is going to go out there and play 31 minutes again, I mean, I don't mind throwing him in a few lineups there. But, I mean, for the most part, I'm sticking with the main pieces here. And like I said, I do like that Vooch price tag. I was hoping Drummond would pull a few more minutes in the last game. But, man, he only played 4 minutes. So, there goes that. I was hoping he at least could pull 10 minutes a game. But
yeah, but like you said, it's like the playoffs at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, I think unless Vooch gets into some kind of foul trouble or something, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they even played Jones Jr. 5 minutes in the last game. So,
well, I mean, with this being win or go home, I think you're just running your guys into the ground tonight.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. When you see Vooch, when you see basically you've got Vooch, DeRozan, and LaVine between 7,500 and 8K, yeah, I'm going to just be putting them in and out of my lineups because I think those are good prices.
Yeah, agreed. You have any love for Patrick Beverley again tonight?
I do on DraftKings just for the simple price of he's $4,300. And you're going to need cheap guys here. There's not really much, though, when it comes to pay-up guys. Like, is there anybody even over 10K other than SGA?
FanDuel has got Jimmy at almost exactly 10K.
Okay, see, DraftKings SGA is 10.4. He's the only guy over 10K. So, but no, just value-wise, I don't mind Patrick Beverley. I mean, he's out here playing. He played 26 minutes. I mean, he even had a little bit of foul issues going on in the last game. So I think he lost a few minutes. He had 4 personal fouls, so I think he could probably go out there and play 20 minutes, honestly. I mean, not 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
30.
So, yeah, at the price tag on DraftKings, $4,300, I don't mind taking some shots.
Yeah, $4,500 on FanDuel, so cheaper than Caruso. I will say in 2 of the 3 games that Beverley played against the Heat this season, one of those was with the Lakers. He's put up 25 or more fantasy points in 2 out of those 3. The last one was even with the Bulls just a month ago.
Yeah. So that's not bad at all, then.
Yeah, but as far as Chicago goes, I think that is it.
Yep.
Means we can jump to Miami. I'll let you kickstart us on this side.
I mean, I'm going to keep rolling out Jimmy Butler at 9K. He's another one of those players where I like that price tag on him. I mean, listening to you talk about FanDuel almost 10K, I do like the 9K here in a win-or-go-home game.
Yeah, like I said to you earlier before we even started this, Jimmy Butler averages 41 fantasy points in elimination games throughout his entire career, but ever since joining the Heat, he averages 57 fantasy points per game in elimination games, and 2 of those games he had over 80 fantasy points, so I think Jimmy Butler's going to put it all out on the line tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you got no choice. You have to if you want to stay in this thing.
Yeah, but Jimmy's kind of your obvious one. Don't mind Bam here either. I mean, I really hate playing Bam in fantasy, but he stays around the same price every night. 8,200 is not bad for him at all. So don't mind rolling him out. He averages around 37 against Chicago this season. So 8,200 is not a bad price for him.
Yeah, man. 7,600 on DraftKings. So he's right there in that same boat with Vooch. It's like, who do you play, Bam or Vooch?
Yeah, Vooch is 100 less than Bam. That's kind of tough, actually.
It is tough. But, yeah, I mean, it's the one good thing about DraftKings is you could play both if you wanted. But I do like the price. Yeah, I do like the price tag, though. Bam, $7,600. I mean, it's just another good price tag. Just play 41 minutes. I mean, these guys are going to play big minutes. They're not even – I mean, the backups are barely coming in. Cody Zeller came in for 4 minutes in the last game. Kevin Love didn't even hardly play in the last game. What, 3.5 minutes he played?
Yeah.
So they're running these starters out there, man. Tyler Hero, 7,100. I know he's been a little underwhelming, but, I mean, the dude just took 23 shot attempts in 35 minutes against Atlanta. I mean, he put up 36 fantasy points, but gosh, if just a few more of those buckets fall, he's going for over 40. So, yeah. I mean, price tag only went up $300, so 7,100. I do still like that price tag there.
Yeah, 7,600 on FanDuel, so not bad either.
Yeah, and I know Kyle Lowry does say he's questionable. I can't imagine he doesn't play here, but you saw what he just did.
Last game too.
Yeah, I mean, he did get a nice price increase, $1,600. He's up to $5,600, but he played 33 minutes. I got to imagine he's their veteran guard. I mean, I feel like you're going to want this guy out there as many minutes as he can handle, even with him coming off the bench. So I still don't even mind that $5,600 price tag.
Well, and you got Gabe Vincent questionable.
Yeah, and he's even questionable. I know it's he's saying he's going to play, but yeah, if he's even the least bit nicked up and Kyle Lowry's not, I just feel like that's even, you know, makes the outcome for Lowry even better.
Yeah, I will say just a shot in the dark. If something happens and Gabe Vincent does end up sitting tonight, I would imagine Victor Oladipo picks up the bulk of those backup point guard minutes. He's 3,800.
Yeah, 3,700 on DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't in the rotation much last game, but if you got Gabe Vincent out, I mean, Gabe Vincent played 24 minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, because even Gabe Vincent at 4,900, I think, is worth just a couple shots, especially if you're playing a lot of lineups. But yeah, Vincent's out. I mean, Oladipo only played 9 minutes in that last game, but I'm with you. I think those minutes will go up if Vincent's out. But
yeah,
I really only like it if Vincent's out.
Yep, definitely only like it if he's out. Another guy that I don't mind here, 4,700 on FanDuel, Caleb Martin, picked up 28 minutes in the last game against the Hawks. He seems to be one of the guys they trust off the bench the most. So 4,700, I mean, if you're telling me he's playing minutes like that again, don't mind rolling him out there.
Yeah, not a great fantasy producer, but it's a two-game slate. And on DraftKings, you can play him a small forward, power forward for 4,500. So, yeah, I agree. I do think he's a big part of this team. I mean, he's been a big part of this team all season. So,
I
know Max Strus has been getting starts here, but I'm with you. I got no problems with that, especially at that price tag, if he's going to be playing at least 25 minutes off the bench.
Yeah, he played, five more minutes than Strus in the last game?
Yeah, exactly. So, other than that, though, I mean, these backup guys just aren't playing. I mean, I kind of had a little bit of, a little love for Love last game, but it did not work out at all. I did not expect him to only play 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think they're another team that's going to run their starters into the ground.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So, I mean, other than that, man, I think you really just have to look at these starters and those guys like Caleb Martin and Kyle Lowry. That's about as deep as I feel like you can go.
Yeah.
Barring injury, that is.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I know you briefly talked about him, but part of me doesn't actually mind going to Max Strus here at 4,600. He averages 26 against Chicago this season. And Chicago on the season was allowed the second most three-pointers to opposing teams. And even in their last 15 regular season games, they were still in the top 10 in three-pointers made to the opposing teams. So, I mean, if tonight's the night, then Max Strus could light it up from deep.
Yeah, you're exactly right, 4,600. I mean, we're talking about Martin, but I'm with you there on Strus too. I kind of feel like I'm just going to flip-flop these guys in and out. But in three games on DraftKings this year against Chicago, he's averaged 28.2 fantasy points a game. So at $4,600, that looks pretty nice.
Yeah, just wanted to throw him out there before we jumped away from this game.
Definitely.
That it for you?
That is it for me. So between this game, who's your favorite player?
Favorite player out of all of them, no matter the price?
Everybody. No, include price too.
Well, I mean, if I'm paying up, I mean, Jimmy might be your guy. But if I'm paying down, I think Coby White would be my favorite down there.
Yeah, it's funny. I kind of like taking some shots at Coby White with you too at that 4,800. I don't mind Pat Bev though at 43 and...
Yeah,
I almost think Vooch at 7,500 just looks kind of nice.
No, I mean, that's not bad at all. He averaged over 40 against them this season.
Yeah, but that's it. I just wanted your thoughts.
Yeah, surprisingly, that Coby White price is just so nice.
Well, Coby White, I just feel like I said, I know he only averages 0.8 fantasy points per minute, but I feel like he has a ceiling. I mean, if he gets out there and he gets hot, I feel like he could earn a couple more minutes and Caruso could lose a couple minutes. I mean, Caruso is really out there for his defense.
Yeah, I mean, Caruso saw over 30 minutes last game.
Right, and I mean, I think they're going to want him out there. But if something happens and, you know, you're falling behind and you need a offensive player and Kobe White gets hot.
Well, that's why I think it's hard for them to run Pat Bev and Caruso out there together so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Neither of them are too good offensively.
All right, we can move on.
All right. Next game on the slate, we have got the OKC Thunder facing the Minnesota Timberwolves. Wolves are also 5.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 228.5. Injuries, you got Pokuševski out for the Thunder, Jalen Noel, Karl-Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, questionable, Jaden McDaniels, Naz Reid out.
Yeah, I'll start us here. I mean,
go for it.
We'll come back on SGA, but I do, I actually like Josh Giddey here, man. This is it's a good matchup for him. He only went up $100 after putting up over 61 fantasy points in his last game. Played 42 minutes. I mean, even with SGA out there, Josh Giddey is going to take his shots, going to grab his rebounds. I mean, he was one rebound away from a triple-double. Yeah. Had 9 rebounds, 10 assists. So I'm going right back to him, man. $8,900, you can play him point guard, shooting guard. Love this matchup. I'm just like I said, he only got bumped up to $100, and I still don't mind paying $8,900 for Josh Giddey on a 2-game slate.
Yep, $8,400 on FanDuel, so definitely don't mind it there.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, another guy that I don't mind here is Jalen Williams, the shooting guard, small forward Jalen Williams. He played almost 40 minutes in the last game, only put up 27, but he's down to $6,100 on FanDuel. Just feel like that's a great price for a 2-game slate, so don't mind rolling out Jalen Williams.
Yeah, that's a really good price. I mean, he is he's $6,400, so he did come down $300 on DraftKings too. But another guy, the minutes are going to be there, and he can have those games. I mean, he played 40 minutes, so $6,400. You can only play him at the power forward spot, but still, I mean, I'm willing to take some chances just for the price alone.
Yeah, heck yeah.
I mean, this guy was $7,500 like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he was very expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Another guy that I don't mind here, got to find him. Just if you're looking for a shot in the dark, Isaiah Joe down at $3,900 now on FanDuel, under 4K. Don't mind paying that for him at all. He played almost 20 minutes in the last game against New Orleans. He's the guy off the bench who played the most minutes, so $3,900, yeah. Don't mind that either.
Yeah, I'm with you. $4,200 on DraftKings. I still don't mind because you still want a couple cheap guys here tonight. So, yeah, I don't mind taking some shots either at Isaiah Joe. But what's SGA on FanDuel?
10-9.
Yeah, 10-4 on DraftKings. The point being, it's SGA. And I watched that last game, and he looked horrible the whole first half. Didn't even start putting it together till the second half and still came out and put up 51 fantasy points.
Yeah.
So if you get one complete game from SGA, I mean, he could go for 60 here. So by all means, at 10-4, I don't mind getting him in some lineups.
Yeah. Averages 53 against the Timberwolves this season.
Yeah, so not any bad at all.
Yeah, anyone else for the Thunder?
I mean, I definitely think you could still look at Lu Dort. Dude just had like a career game in points, putting up 27 points in the last game, put up 39 fantasy points. So, and they only bumped his price up $500, so you still got another small forward here at $5,900. I just think that price is good on him.
What'd you say he was?
$5,900.
He's $6,300 on FanDuel. Who are you going with in this spot? Lu Dort, $6,300. Jalen Williams, $6,100.
Well, Dort, I feel like, just had his ceiling game. So I might go Williams, because I feel like Williams is going to have more ceiling games than Dort would. Dort just was just shooting great in that last game. I mean, 8-for-14. The shot 4-for-8 on his three-point attempts. I just feel like, you know, Jalen Williams is going to have more of those games than Dort. So for that being that close a price on FanDuel, I'd probably run out Williams.
Yeah, I think that's where my head is at.
Yeah, I mean, it's a $500 difference on DraftKings, so it's a little different.
Yeah. But as far as OKC goes, that's it for me if you got anyone else.
I mean, we talked about this before the podcast. I do think if you think the other Jalen Williams is going to go out here and play 30-some minutes again, which, I mean, I don't see why he wouldn't. They seem like he's the guy they want out there. Just played 32 minutes against New Orleans, put up 32 fantasy points. So
yeah.
I will have some, you know, shots at him here at $4,400 on DraftKings just as a cheap center, because I just don't think they really like the other guys.
Yeah, I like I said to you before we started, they're not the kind of team that rolls with the veterans. They're going to roll out the young guys.
Yeah, and I mean, now granted, he could easily come out here and play 19 minutes tonight, and you get Dario Saric picks up minutes or something like that, but he's cheap enough price tag while I'm willing to take some shots at him at $4,400.
Yeah, he's $5,400 on FanDuel, so I don't love the price, but you can play him at power forward, so not too bad.
Yeah. And, I mean, if something happens and he gotten any kind of foul trouble, I mean, Dario Saric could pick up a few extra minutes. He's $3,400. He only played 11 minutes in that last game. I mean, put up almost 10 fantasy points, but
yeah,
maybe worth a few shots if you need somebody, you know, dirt cheap down there. Maybe if you can get out there and get 15, 16 minutes tonight. But
yeah,
other than that, that's probably about as deep as I'm going.
Yeah, that is it for me as well. So we can jump to Minnesota. I'll go ahead and kickstart us on this one. Still got Cat and Gobert questionable, but regardless, I'm going to roll out Anthony Edwards here at 9,000 on FanDuel. Really like him at that price. He only put up 34 in the last game, but he put up 34 shooting 3 for 17. It's a fantastic matchup tonight. He averages 43 against the Thunder this season, so Anthony Edwards could potentially be my favorite pay-up tonight.
Yeah, it's funny because we talked about this after that last game, the LAO game, and I watched that whole game to the end, and I mean, this poor dude could not buy a bucket. I was even starting to feel bad for him there for a while, because I was like, I mean, he wanted the shot so bad and could not get it to fall, and he still put up 33 fantasy points. So
yeah.
I'm with you. He's one of my favorites here tonight at 8,800. So you asked me these questions on FanDuel. How about DraftKings? You going Edwards at 88 or Josh Giddey at 89?
I'd probably go with Edwards.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I do like him here for a bounce back. Just because, like I said, he shot horrible and still put up 17 shot attempts. If that ball's going in, I think he's putting up over 20.
That's actually insane to thinking Edwards is $100 less than Josh Giddey.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. But both these guys, what's funny is Giddey just put up 60-some fantasy points, and right before the play-in games against New Orleans, Anthony Edwards put up 63. So both these guys got their ceilings, and honestly, I mean, I may try to just get both of them in a lot of lineups.
Oh, yeah, I'd have no problem with that.
Yeah, but I'm with you. I do like Edwards on a bounce back here tonight.
Yeah. Like I said, Cat and Gobert still questionable. I think Cat is definitely likely to play tonight. But Rudy Gobert being questionable, I'm kind of torn on what's going to happen there.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I don't know what the heck they're doing. I mean, we talked about it earlier. You think they're just wiping done their hands them. And saying we're done?
Done with them?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's questionable with back spasms.
Yeah. But the thing that stinks is it's got a pretty big impact on the Minnesota side.
Yeah, it's got a massive impact.
Yeah, whether he plays here or not. But, yeah, I don't know. Conley, $6,800. He came down $100 after putting up 44 fantasy points. But this guy's kind of the veteran guy here on this team. He played 44 minutes. Just the fact of the minutes that they're running him out there. And they don't seem to mind. I mean, this dude is clutch. He's the one that basically sent it into overtime by hitting those three free throws. So I said it before in the last podcast at 6,900. I didn't mind running him out there, and he rewarded me with it. So I don't mind taking a few more shots here. I know it's a steep price tag, but it is a two games late. So
what'd you say he was?
6,800.
Yeah, 6,500 on FanDuel. So
yeah, a little bit nicer there. I do think you could. If you need a cheap though guard position down here, Jalen Noel, he did play 13 minutes coming back in his first game back. I mean, there's potential there for him to get up to 15 or 16 here tonight. He played pretty good in those 13 minutes, put up almost 12 fantasy points. So $3,500, just another cheap guard possibly you could look at.
Yeah, another one. Nikhil Alexander-Walker played 23 minutes in the last game, put up 22 fantasy points.
Yeah, that was kind of... I wasn't really expecting that.
Yeah, he's 4K on FanDuel, so don't mind taking some shots there either, looking for some value.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all either. But, I mean, when it comes to the whole Rudy Gobert, I mean, if Karl-Anthony Towns is back starting again here tonight without no Gobert, $8,500, that looks great. But I mean, if Gobert plays, he's $7,900, man. That's a nice price tag.
Yeah, $7,700 on FanDuel. So if he's playing, I'll play him.
So, what's your thoughts on Anderson? Do you stay away from Anderson if Gobert plays, or do you like Anderson? He's $7,400 on DraftKings.
I mean, it's a hefty price tag, but no matter who's playing, he's probably going to see 30 plus minutes tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, dude just balled out 45 minutes in the last game. I just kind of hope Gobert just doesn't play.
Well, yeah, he's definitely would be a much better option if Gobert's sitting tonight. But like I said, I mean, he's going to play a lot of minutes regardless.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Torian Prince, $5,200. I mean, I do think he's going to lose a little bit if Gobert's back. But it's just going to depend on what they do with Gobert, man. Towns, Anderson, Prince, all these guys look good if Gobert's out.
Yeah.
I might be a little more hesitant towards a couple of them if Gobert's back, but I mean, it's kind of just a wait and see game.
Yeah, just because the prices are definitely up there on some of them.
Yeah. So.
Don't think there's anyone else for me.
Nah, I don't think so either. I think that's pretty much it, man.
Yeah, that is about everything you can talk about on a two-game slate. So.
Agreed.
Anything else to touch on before we wrap this up?
No, go out there and win some money tonight, man. These games should be pretty good. I love this kind of atmosphere where losers go home tonight. So I can't wait to watch these games and then just to know we can wake up tomorrow and start the actual playoffs. So love it, man. Great time of year right now.
Yep. Best time to be a basketball fan.
Exactly. So good luck, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Best of luck to everyone. Of course, before we get on up out of here, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up, subscribe if you haven't, hit the notification bell. If you're listening in podcast form, download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating. Come check us out on Twitter at 3NKeyPod. That's the number 3NKeyPod. Of course, we will keep everyone updated with the injury reports throughout the entire playoffs, so be on the lookout for that. And that's going to do it. Best of luck to everyone. Thank you all so much for watching and listening to another episode of the 3NKey Podcast.